Confidential informants have always been a controversial part of law enforcement. There are questions of reliability, motivation, and truthfulness. The FBI is testing a new computer system it hopes will bring more order and efficiency to an often messy part of its business. NPR FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The linchpin in the investigation of six Muslim men who allegedly wanted to attack Fort Dix was an informant.
We were able to infiltrate cooperating witnesses into this terror cell.
That was U.S. Attorney Chris Christie of New Jersey announcing the Fort Dix arrests. It was the first in a spate of terrorism cases this year that relied on information from an inside man. The problem for law enforcement is that the people who are informants, by definition, are not necessarily model citizens.
Without informants, without developing informants, and without developing someone who's inside the crime structure, there's no way to get that information out of there unless you have informants and or cooperating witnesses.
That's Ken Brown. He was the FBI's informant coordinator in New York City from 1989 to 1992. His job, just like it sounds, was to track the way agents were using information from informants and try to get it to the people who needed it.
As the informant coordinator, you see all the information come into a central repository in the New York office. The files are maintained in one spot. So you would see investigative inserts, et cetera, coming in, and you would read them, and you would see that information was not getting from an informant over in Brooklyn, Queens, that was handled by Bob, was not getting to the squad that information pertained to.
Part of the reason was because agents can be proprietary about informants. They are cultivated over a long period of time, and agents establish a rapport with them. And the system itself is a little messy and decentralized. The FBI is testing a system they call Delta to change all that. Wayne Murphy is the FBI's Assistant Director of Intelligence.
Today, it's a very paper-intensive, labor-intensive process, and the idea behind Delta was to create a capacity to make it more efficient, not only to document information, but to manage information and incorporate elements of oversight.
Oversight, like creating a validation system across the intelligence community that rates informants based on their track records. A new manual on validating sources went into effect several weeks ago, and the Delta system is now being tested in a handful of FBI field offices. Pat Colgan worked informants for 28 years as an FBI agent and said that with the right firewalls and safeguards, the system would be a huge help to agents in the field.
I was assigned to New York a great deal of my career. I often had matters that were in Los Angeles, Miami, Boston, around the world. I would love to have been able to go into a database that would say, lead me in this direction to a certain person with certain information.
With the Delta system, ideally, an agent could say he was looking for a Muslim male in the New Jersey area in his 20s who could infiltrate a group like the men accused in the Fort Dix case. An agent would tap in the parameters and maybe get half a dozen or more people who fit his criteria.
It should have been done 30 years ago.
The FBI is also looking at an informant registry of sorts, something they're calling the Center, in which agents could put up the name of an informant and get feedback from others who might have used them in the past. That idea is still on the drawing board. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.